Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Lamed Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Amud Beit, and we were in the middle of the sugi about what to do when the sofer forgot to write a shame. And we had a number of different shitot. According to one shita, we would do a grira after the otiot were dry to use a knife to peel off the ink, which would leave very little mark. And then we would write the shame in the place where that previous word was, and then we put that word on top of the line. And that's one approach. That was Rabbi Yehuda's approach. We had also Rabbi Yossi's approach, that you could write the shame itself in the middle of the line. With Rabbi Yitzhak's approach, that you could erase even when the ink, it's called mochek, even when the ink is wet, which leaves a smudge, and you could write the word on the shame on the mechek, and then put the shame up on top. But according to Rabbi Meir, there were no options. You cannot write a Shem Hashem not on a mekom that you had peeled off the ink, not on a mekom that you had erased the ink, and you certainly can't hang it between the lines. Therefore, you have no choice but to actually take out that entire piece of parchment. Of course, I mean, obviously, when we say to take off the piece of parchment, almost all agree that that doesn't mean that there's some magic about the piece. You can cut off that page, assuming that you still have three pages left on the parchment. The minimum parchment was three pages. If you still have three pages, you can cut off that page. There's one or I. You cut off the number of pages. You just add them. Then you'd sew in a new piece. Obviously, you find that afterwards, and you only have one, there's nothing to do because you can't add one page. But I'm assuming it's at the end of your writing. Let's say you've done five pages, and on the fourth page, you find a mistake. You cut off pages four and five. You start again from page four and you sew it on to page three of that yiriya. Okay, in any event, that was a three-way machloket. And in the Psak Halacha, we had Rabbi Chanan al Amarav saying that the halacha is... And Rabbi Shimon Chazuri made it clear that the halacha is you can be Torah shame, but only if it's the entire shame. Now, we had two shitot in the Psak Halacha that we mentioned, and that was Chanan al Amarav Paskin, that you can be tola the shame, and that was a Psak, according to Rabbi Yossi. And then we had also Rabbi Bar Bar Chanam, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, that the Halacha is Mochek Mikotev, which is like Rabbi Yitzchak. The question as to why people wouldn't actually mention the source instead of simply saying what the halacha is, we answered because of their fear that they would be ma'apich the halacha. Today we want to continue that, and because of the fact that we're going to see that the piece that we just read is ambiguous as to which Reb Shimon Chazuri was paskening like when he said halacha Reb Shimon Chazuri, we didn't include it in the two shita that we mentioned before, and in fact, that itself is an indication that it wasn't stated at that time. Actually, Paskin, that the entire shame you can be tailor, but part of the shame you can't be tailor, which, by the way, implies that you could be tailor a part of a word, which is indeed the way the Rambam Paskin, and that's what that's only a problem with the shame Hashem. But for your eye to go up, let's say you left out a couple of letters, you go up between the lines, that would be okay. And here we have a psak, not only in a particular psak, which we're going to wonder which particular psak what it was, but also that not only that, but that above and beyond this particular psak of Allah Krup Shemizuri, Lo Od, Allah Komakom Shishana Rebbe Shemizuri, wherever we have, now Shana usually means either in a bright or a mishnah, we'll talk about this later, Rebbe Shemizuri, now the question is, on what din of Rabbi Shimon Chazuri was this statement made? Because it's strange to say that it was going on our case for the reason that I just pointed out. Because, look, on which case was it? Yilmaha, was it on the case that we just learned? Rabbi Shimon Chazuri omer kol Hashem kolo tolin, miksato ein tolin. But we just had a psak from Rabbi Chanan al omer Rab, that halacha tolin et Hashem. We had a psak by Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, halacha mochek vekotev. Now, if this had been said on that Reb Shimon Chazuri, then it should have initially been listed there. And yet it wasn't. Imita hanami lema. Why didn't we also say that Amar Ravim Bar Chanina, Amar Ula, Amar Reb Chanina, Allah Reb Shimon Chazuri? And then we would have had the three Piskei Halachot on this particular Machloket, where Shemeshazari is mentioned. So that's very strange. Must be that it was not said, and obviously it includes this because it says Komakom, but it was not said on that case because otherwise it would have been placed on that case. So the ambiguity here is actually a hint. Can't be that it was said on the scale. Okay, so which one was it? Elaha. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, famous halacha of Ben Beku'a, where according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, even if there's no way to know that the child that was born after the shechita of the mother, in which the uber now was taken out and is walking around 5 years later and is doing its job in the sada, you could just take a bite. It's already shochet. It's not considered to be anything that it was lo shechuta. Shechitati mo metaharato, and you're allowed to eat it. So that Reb Shimon Shazuri, perhaps that's the one that we're paskening like? Nope, because I eat Mar Allah there too. We have Priyam Reb Chanina, Halacha Reb Shimon Shazuri, and we don't mention anything about the psak of these bandyarmin, Rav and Bar Chanina and Ula, that are also quoted. Why not? V'imita anami lema. Why don't we mention Halacha Reb Shimon Shazuri? So clearly it wasn't mentioned in that context either. Ela aha. Must be on the following psak of Reb Shimon Shazuri. Barishona yomrim. Here the Mishnah says, they used to say that if a person was being executed by the government, and he was yotzei bekolar, and he shouts out, kitvu get li'ishti, write a get for my wife, obviously the intent of keeping her from any problem of yibum, then even though he never said give a get, normally if somebody says write a get, you're not allowed to give the get, obviously it's a separate shlichut. But in this case, you give the get, because it's understood that when he is in this kind of extremis, this is what he means when he says write a get. He means take care of the get. So ha'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They then added, somebody who is going out on an ocean journey, which of course was quite dangerous, it was a very good chance he wouldn't return. He was going out in a caravan across the desert, and he said, kitvu get lishti. It wasn't just saying, pitom kitvu get lishti. He meant, kitvu vetnu get lishti. And here is where Rabbi Shimon Shazuri comes in. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, af ha-misukan, an individual who is in danger of his life because of illness. And again, Machloket Rishonim, what exactly defines that, but certainly a case where he is suddenly struck ill and his condition is worsening, he has a heart attack, a problem in the brain, and it's clear that he's got a good chance of not making it. And he's very, of course, very much not in his normal frame of mind. And he says, Kitvu get lishti, obviously means Kitvu vitnu. And Rabbi Shimon says you can rely on that and say it's a kosher get. So there, perhaps, is what the psak was when we were talking about Halacha Reb Shimon Shazuri, when Ravim Bar Chinana was quoting Ula in that fashion. This must be what he's referring to. The Halacha Reb Shimon Shazuri, in this case, a Misukan. Inami, or perhaps the psak that he was referring to here, was the psak of Reb Shimon Shazuri about Trumat Maaser Shel Demai, where somebody took off Trumat Maaser, and it falls back into the container out of which he took it, and was Chozer L'Mekoma, which is a serious problem. Now what do you do? So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says in that case that Af Bechol Sh'alov Ochlo Al Piv. This is referring to the Af Bechol is referring to the first case. The first case was that somebody, the only food he has for Shabbos, he had bought from someone who discovers to be an Amoritz. He didn't take off Truma, it's a Maestros. And now it's Shabbos and he can't. So the Halacha there, everybody agrees you can ask the Amoritz whether he took it off on Shabbat. On Shabbat only, you could ask him whether he took it off. That's all because, according to the Tanakhama, we rely on the guy for, first of all, the Kavod Shabbos. Secondly, because of Kavod Shabbos, he won't lie. Somebody's going to lie on Shabbos. Yeah, well, obviously, it's all the same as the fact that Rav Amoritz Amar Asrim says Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Well, this is also a case where you don't have much to do about it. So, therefore, you can ask him even Bechol. You don't need the additional thing about Shabbat. And in this case, if he says, listen, I took off Trumas, you can try trust him and not worry about the mixture. So maybe that was the case, or either one of those two cases. Says the Gemara, nope, you cannot have that case either, because Ha'itamar Halah, on both of those cases, on Rabbi Yochanan, Halachak Rav Shimon Shazuri, Bimesukan, Ubechumat Maaser Shel Demai, and once again, V'im Ita. If this is what Rabbi Bar Chinan Amar Ula was referring to when they said that Halacha is Rav Shimon Shazuri, why didn't it mention it together with Rabbi Yochanan? So it doesn't make sense that it was on that case either. Elaha must be on this case of Rav Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Pol HaMitzri. Now, Pol HaMitzri, of course, is an unusual and very specific case of something which is sometimes treated as a vegetable and sometimes treated as a legume. It depends on what it is that your intent. So if Pol HaMitzri Shezar Ole Zera, so if your intent was for the Zra'im, then it's essentially Kitniyot. And therefore, if it was a Ruah L'Zera, it goes according to the Zman of the Hashrasha. Because if you had intended to eat it for its leaves, which is also part of what Pol HaMitzri is used for, then it would have the same thing as lettuce, basically. It would go according to the Zman of Lekita, like normal vegetables. It wouldn't be a problem. Over here, the problem was that it goes according to the Hashrasha. It's a large plant. Some of it was Mushrash before Rosh Hashanah. Some of it is Mushrash after Rosh Hashanah. This thing extends for rows and rows, and there's different parts that are now taking root at different times. So now you got a problem, because each year could be a different Maaser. You're not allowed to take off Maaser from one year on another year. And what do you do? So since you have some of it, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvotah Achar Rosh Hashanah, the din is it has to be Shana B'Shanah, and Tormim Mizelzeh, Lefi She'ein Torminu Maasrin. The rule is you cannot take off Lo Menachadash Al Hayashan, Ve Lo Menachadash Al Hakadash, not from last year's produce on this year's produce, and not vice versa. So what do you do? Keitzadya said Reb Shimon Shazuri, the thing to do is to rely on a mixture of dry things. Not everybody holds to this. So that what you do is you're tsover goren ola tocho. You take from all corners of the goren meaning the place where you've taken out the seeds, mix it all together, and then you assume that basically it's prorated. So if you take off your tore mumaser minach because the whole thing you can rely on is mixed properly, and therefore you're prorating the new to the new and the old to the old, and everything is fine. And maybe that's what he was passing, like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. No, because there too. And again, we don't make a mention at all, for some reason, of the psak of Rabin Bar Chinana or Marula. Why? Must be because that wasn't where he mentioned it. Savimito Nami Lema. Okay, so you know what? It's gotta be Omer of Papa. It's going on the case of Shida. Renachma Yitzchak says it's going on the case of wine. Rav Papa says it's going on the case of Shida. Now we know that the case of Shida, in modern Hebrew we use the word Shida only in one of the very limited senses, the Rav actually learns this way in his Pirush on the Mishnah for a reason that I'll explain. But normally a Shida means a carriage. And so that's the question. Let's say we have a nichnas le'aretz ha'amim b'shida teval migda. Right, so then it would be a carriage that is on wheels or something like that, or a palanquin. Nowadays it's used only as a box, a storage box, a closet of some kind, a wardrobe. Used as a night table, something that what's important to us normally in the dinim of shida is that because it's kli'et and it's normally left in one place, and of course a shida that travels is not left in one place, but that doesn't really matter because there's a maximum size, which is kurayim, something that can hold two kur. Biyavesh is considered to be too large to pick up and carry, and that's what needs to be similar to sak. It's put together with sak in the pasuk, eitz and sak, and therefore we say it has to be mitaltel malevrekam. People can't lift up something like that, and that was the whole story we had yesterday about the Rish Lakish with the shulchan ruchi 2 days ago, ruchi batchem lifnei amakom, and so on, because the shulchan was meant to be, and okay, because we lift it up, fine. Now, over here, we're not talking about Kabbalat Tumah in the normal sense of Kliyetz. We're talking about Kabbalat Tumah for Midras. Midras is completely different in him. Midras means if it's something that's miyuchat for sitting, then if a Zav would sit on it, it would be Mekabal Tumah. Now, the thing is, once something is right for Tumat Midras, it does doesn't need any of the other dinim. And therefore, there's a problem over, which is the reason that the Rav explains it, Rabbi Bartanur explains it as being a box rather than a car, because if it's a car, it's meant to sit down on. And if it's meant to sit down on, so then there would be no question of the machloket to the Mishnah here, in which ditnan ashida beit shamay omrim nimdedet bibifnim, ubeit hillel omrim mibachutz. Because nimdedet means the question is, do we include the thickness of the walls in the kuraim, or do we only include the area inside? And since the problem is mitaltel, the pashtus is, it depends on its normal weight, and therefore, obviously, we should include the thickness of the walls, and we want to take a look at the displacement in a larger container. That's all. See how much water it displaced. That would be the normal way of doing it. For some reason, Beit Shammai says this is a shear that is set about the space in which it carries other things. Okay, but if we're talking about a vehicle, and then obviously a vehicle is something that you sit down in.
So it wouldn't have been mat on the
side. Therefore, some learn, Tosaf suggests we were talking about a truck instead of a vehicle for transporting people. In which case, if it's a truck, so then it doesn't have the din of being miyuchat for midras, and then it goes back to the normal din of a kli, but it's able to be makabotun. Others suggest, which has very interesting implications for automobiles and so on, that something that is meant for traveling is not meant for sitting. You're only sitting because you're traveling. It's sort of like an avelut. You're not supposed to sit on Tisha B'Av. Okay, but if you're going in a car on Tisha B'Av, you sit down on the seat, obviously. Because the point over there is not the sitting. The point is the movement. So it's made for Hovalah. And it doesn't really matter whether it's Hovalah of humans or Hovalah of materials or whatever, but it's a Hovalah Kli. It's not a sitting Kli. Okay, there's some discussion among the Achronim, any interesting discussions about whether, since the Mokum for the driver is Miyuchat for sitting, and the old Chazanish, about whether that is considered to be in any event. We unfortunately don't have much application for these halachas today, but hopefully by the end of the week we will. And therefore, it's g'day to be aimed on the different shittot of the Achronim here. After all, I mean, we have a Korban Pesach to bring on Sundays. Monday.
So a stagecoach is not...
So that's the question, whether this could be a normal shidan. Normally, that's the way here, there's questions about how to learn among the Rishonim. So I'm just mentioning it briefly. But in any event, it's not to get confused, but in any event, Beit Shammai says, getting back to Shimush Azuri, how does he get involved here? Well, Beit Shammai says, we take a look at the inside area, volume, Betila Omrim, we don't know, it's the outside area. But everybody agrees that certainly we do not include the thickness of the Raglayim, which don't hold anything, or the ovi halavaz vizin, which are a lip on top, generally a decorative lip. And that is certainly not included because that's not really part of the Kli. Rabbi Yossi says, on the contrary, if you want to talk about modim, then everybody agrees that the ovi haraglayim, or not everybody, but Beit Hillel agrees. If you say everybody agrees, it has to mean that that he doesn't hold the original machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, which some suggest among the Achronim. But it's possible to simply learn the word modim. In other words, if you want to talk about Beit Hillel saying something, that's what they say. They're certainly not going to say more than that. The ovi haraglayim, the ovi halavaz, are definitely nimdat. The modim part is only on beinehem a nimdat. The space between the legs, which is not meant to hold anything, or the space between the levaz vizin on top, which is not meant to hold anything, because it's just decorative, that is not nimdat. That's all that they said. Why in the world wouldn't you include the ovi haraglayim? It's part of what you're going to be picking up when you move it, so why wouldn't that be part of the shear of the that is not meant to be moved? And here is where Reb Shimon Shazuri gets involved. Says Reb Shimon Shazuri, but actually it depends. Im hayu raglayim gvohot tefach, so a shear of a tefach is considered already to be a mokum chashuv. If they're tefach high, so then it's a separate area. Nein b'neihem nimdat. But if it's just like little pegs that are coming out from the bottom, that's part of the kli. So you have to take the area of the kli, and you may include the area of the little pegs also, even though the area between them is going to be really unused, but you still would count b'neihem nimdat.
So this isn't on wheel carriage, or somebody puts it on wheels.
Again, that's the way the Rav learns. Otherwise, this could be its wheel.
It's a measure of volume.
So maybe that's the Reb Shimon Shazuri. And Reb Nachman Yitzchak, who said before, maybe it's Yayin. This was Reb Papa, who said it's the Shida. Reb Nachman Yitzchak, he said Yayin. What was that referring to? Well, that was referring to another issue. And that was another Mishnah. It's not. There we learn the Mishnah in Tyres that Rabbi Meir Omer, Shemen Techila La'olam. Whatever Tum'ah touches oil, There's a gezeira de rabbanon that mashkin are always chosum liot rishon. And this is because mashkin are kalim, they're alulim lekabel tumor. Obviously, they don't need hechsher by definition because they're already mashkin. So memela, in order to avoid getting into trouble with mashkin, we made a takana that they're always tefila. And remember, there are mashkin that are mashkin in terms of body fluids that are literally avotatuma. And so, in general, we have a tendency to be machmer by mashkin. And that includes shemen. This is the way Rashi learns. That includes shemen. Now, lamaisa, to learn that there's a machlokas over here, what things are considered to be mashkin, the chachamim omrim, even honey. And Rabbi Shimon says, even wine. To which the Gemara says, what do you mean, even wine? You're trying to tell me, chaldatan, agama, serva, yayin lo, isn't yayin like the main yayin, as opposed to the dvash that you mentioned before, or according to Rashi, as opposed to the dvash of the shemen. Now, this is all Rashi's pshat. The simple meaning, according to most of the Befarsh of the Mishnah, is that all seven mashkin are exactly the same. There's no difference between them in terms of being chayzim liyos tchila. So even if they touch the sheni latuma, or if they're truma, they touch the kachim, touch shlisha latuma, they become a risha latuma, that's for sure. The only shayla in the Mishnah, they always become a rishon, even if they touch the sheni, they go up in tuma. It's an anomaly, midrabbana. And the Mishnah there was talking about mashkin that had lost their dinim of mashkin because they had solidified, either because of the temperature, whatever the situation, they froze. They froze, now they unfreeze. Or they solidified, you took the honey and you put it in your microwave, and you made it back into liquid again. So that's the question. You heated the honey, now it's liquid again. So the shaila is whether it's chaser to the tumah that it had before that it comes in, which is a completely different issue, but certainly not questioning what things are considered to be mashkin. And according to Rashi, in terms of this halacha of the takana, of chaser ben leot chilav, there's a machlok at which mashkin are included. Absolutely. Wine, no problem. There's some in the fridge right in there. I mean, unless you're on a diet, there's been no problem with the oil and the honey. No, there's only, remember, there's only special mashkin. Your siman is Yad Dam Shachat, which stands for A. Well, no, the Dalet is not Dvash Dvorim. I put it that way because I tell you that's a way to remember which Vash. Usually people don't use that.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's Yad Shachat Dam. I turn it into Yad Dam Shachat so that the Dalet for Dvash and the Dalet for Dam also is Maramis, the Dalet, which is to remember Dvash Dvorim and not Dvash of Tamarim, which is usually the Simna Dvash.
Right. No, I know. Yeah.
But there's also Dam, the other Dalet.
No,
is
I wasn't
Dam.
Using $2.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're 100% right. No. Men equals the mashka, the universal mashka.
Mayim,
right. Shin, we just had. Shemen. Chet, it goes with your coffee very well. Chalav. And no, because we learn all these things from the pasuk. Wherever the Torah refers,
it's liquid.
Liquid, yes. And the tet, what would that be?
Sir, I would have said tea.
Tea.
But tea is spelled with a tav.
It's mine.
Anyway.
That was easy.
Anyway, Tanya. So another mimer of Reb Shimon Shazuri, Tanya Reb Shimon Shazuri, Omar Reb Shimon Shazuri. You know, once happened to me, Pam Achad Nitarev Li Tevel Bechulin. I had a really disaster in which I had Tevel mixed up with Chulin. And here, whew, what a mess. Because, I mean, yeah, obviously you could take it off proportionally. I mean, you're wasting a heck of a lot of money. I mean, you're going to be taking off because you don't know. I mean, so what could I do? I went and I asked Rabbi Tarfa. And he said to me, look, what you'd need to do is just go buy some new stuff. Kach lecha min ashuk. And now take from that new stuff that wasn't meiser, take it and take proportionately for the amount of Tevel that had been meiser. Now, how could you do that? Because what you buy in the shuk would be demai. So his issue was that he held, this is Rashi's second pshat that he holds up himself. He holds that the oraita beruba bato. The point is that even though we say that we're very machmir to, because after all, the tevel, the same way we're matir it with a little bit that's taken off, we also consider it to be very chomor and not to be bottle if there's even a little bit. There's also, of course, the additional issue, and that is that yesh lo matirin, something that it's possible to make kosher. In this case, we could certainly figure out a way to take off the maaser from this tevel, trumas ha-maaseres. Therefore, we're not going to be matir it in a tarovit. But milyaraisa over here, Ruba would have been bought. The only thing is that we were being machmir. Fine. That we were being machmir, so we had a derabbanan situation. But Demai also is a derabbanan because Rova Me'aretz are masrine. So therefore, essentially, as far as the Yurite is concerned, you're not doing anything wrong because you're being Torah min aptura al aptura. Or Echi of derabbanan, Echi of derabbanan. Now, why didn't he say go buy from a goy, which would have been exactly the same thing? No, because he holds it from a goy, you would be chayim min Yurite. Because he holds Ein Kinyan, Novit Kochavim, Beretz Israel, Lafkia Miyad Maaser, that there is no ability to take off the Chiyuvim of Maaser just because the ground belongs to a Goy. Now this sort of sweeps under the carpet the issue of the Miruach of the Goy, because the Miruach of a Goy definitely will pot or Lachor according to everybody. So okay, oh, Shaila and Taisus over here, different Sheetas, maybe Miruach Menar Goy wasn't accessible, or perhaps those who hold that in Kenyan, there are those who would also hold that Miruach doesn't potter, but in any event, whatever the situation was, it wasn't applicable over here, and this was the only Eitzah that he had. If you would have bought it from a Goy, and there wasn't the Miruach to potter it, so then it would have been Menachiyav Alaptur. And this raises a different issue, which as you'll recall, purchased produce is always the Rabban. The Chiyav of Maaser is only if you were the one who grew the produce, in which case, it really shouldn't matter one way or the other, Tosis points out. So this whole thing is a little bit strange. If you're buying it from the Goy, is it worse than buying it from a Jew? Perhaps. Or maybe the Gezerah is much more chomer, because it looks like the problem is the Goy. The Rabbanan would have said, well, you can't use it for that, because then you would say, if a Goy had taken care of your own, you know, you would do your shtick, sell the ground to a Goy and then farm it, and then be put from Trumas HaMaaser. It's sort of like a Shemitah idea. Yeah. Okay, but any event, I just want to raise the issue so we shouldn't just be running through without thinking about it. So, when we were in Zraim doing our Yerushalmi, we did this at length.
Now we still make a bracha on
Temple Bar. No, we still make a bracha. Ikeri Amrei Omar Leich Kach Mina Ovet Kochavim. Others say on the contrary, he told him buy from a goy. That's because he holds Yesh Kinyan Ovet Kochavim Veretzra Lafkia Miyad Maaser. And therefore, it's been Aptur Al Aptur. In this version, when we ask why couldn't he just say buy it from the marketplace without a good hechsher, and we answer just the opposite, because he holds Ein Rov HaMe'aretz Maaserin. If you don't have a Rov, then you have a real Suffolk. You have a real Suffolk, how can you buy something that's a Suffolk, which may be a Chiyuv D'Oraita, and over here you'll use it on something that was a Petur. Sholach Rav Yehuda bar Shalvi and Rav Papa. So when we heard this ma'amar of Rav Shimon Shazuri in this Braita, the reason we're bringing it here is not because it was offered as one of the cases that possibly we said halachic Rav Shimon Shazuri that was referring to this case. And the obvious reason that we wouldn't have thought it was referring to this case is because this is not Rav Shimon Shazuri's psak. This is Rav Shimon Shazuri saying what Rav Papa told him to do. Therefore, asked Rav Yehuda bar Shalvi, the Rav Papa, when Ha the Amran of I retired from when I said Rav Papa, I was thinking of this Rav Papa. So he asked Rav Papa, when Ravim Bar Chinana, Omar Ula Omer Bichanina, Haskind, like Rav Shimon Shazuri, and they added the words Velo Od, Elokol Malkom Shishana Rav Shimon Shazuri, Halacha Kemoto. Would that include this story? Af Binitarev La Tevel Bechulin? Omar Le, yes, it includes even this case. Now it seems quite clear that the reason that he questioned it is for exactly the same reason that the Gemara never entertained the possibility that this might have been the focus of the psak of Ravin Bar Chinana. Because it's not Rav Shimon Shazuri. It's Rav Shimon Shazuri quoting what Rav Tarfon said. And therefore, he's asking, Rav Papa, is this included in the psak? That since he said it over, it's as if he was saying that this is my psak. by Reb Shimon Shizra, to which he said, yes, it's exactly the same, because the bottom line is, if he's telling you over this story, isn't that the equivalent of his saying that this is the way I was knowing? Om Rav Ashi, you know, I got to tell you that Marzudra told me that Reb Chanina Misura did not understand what in the world this whole discussion was about. I mean, why wouldn't it be? Pshita, of course it was included. Look, if there was a distinction to be made, then he would have said, Halacha Reb Shimon Shizuri b'mishnatenu, right? Like, we do find that sometimes. So he'd say b'mishnatenu, which means Dafka in the Mishnah, not in the Bright. I mean, maybe was that his issue? Why would that have been his issue? He just said, Koma Kob Shishana, wherever it says, why wouldn't this be included? Koma. Anyway, moving on now. Back to our Sefer Torah. We got a little bit off on this tangent over here, the various Piskei Halachot Reb Shimon Shizuri. And now, going back to the dinim of the Ksiv of the Sefer Torah, and we were talking about mistakes in writing and on the lines and so on. What happens if the Gilayon gets torn in a Sefer Torah? Or if the tear, and we're not talking about over here where there are letters that are affected by the tear. It's a whole different issue. And there's a big machlokas with Shonim as to whether you can ever paste together the pieces to paste it back together if the letter had been separated by a tear. That's a question as to whether a tear makes it as if it was only a partial tiva, or whether since it's lamaisa connected on either side, what's the difference? Fine. But that's not the machlokas that we're getting into over here. We're talking over here without affecting the letter itself. A tear goes through, tear down from the top, and it goes through three lines of the Sefer Torah. Not at the seams, correct. Into the actual lines. So what's the din? Omer of Chanan el Amarav, Kera, that is, it cuts through into two lines, can be sewed. B'shalosh, once it hits three lines, al yitpor. There are also many Rishonim who say this is only a problem of Yira. If you can paste it with a patch on the back and put it together so that it's not noticeable from the front, then this limitation does not apply.
And even more.
And that, because it's not noticeable at all. I want you to know that Rav Yirmiyah Midifti quoted Rava as saying, Hodi Amrinim b'shalosh al Yitfor, when we said once it gets three lines, you cannot sew it. That was only in reference to an old Sefer Torah. Ela ba'atikta. But in a new Sefer Torah, avochadata letlanba, we don't really care. Now, there's the simple meaning would be because beatikta, it's very evident where there is a tear because the under part looks new and the upper part looks old, and therefore you can see the line where the part that was not exposed to the air all this year, it's like a piece of carpet that had been covered by something. Now you're going to see that it's a different color. Yeah. Exactly. And therefore, there it's a gnai. This whole din is a question of the yidur of the Sefer Torah. It's a gnai, and it's improper to have that mark. But if it's a brand new Sefer Torah, you're not really going to see the mark at all. And therefore, when we say atikta, it's not really a question. It has to be necessarily atikta mamash, and chadata means like brand new. The point is, has it been colored by gallnut treatment? Remember that gallnuts contain tannic acid, which is called tannic acid because it tans. It's exactly the point. Where usually most of the things that we do to leather tans the leather, literally the color of tan. And therefore, if you tear at it, it goes through and becomes white underneath with a tan. So if gallnuts were on it, or the afitzan, then it would be as dark as the atikta. And again, it would be a gnai. Now, this is all based on the question of the noticeability. And by the way, there's a general question that Tosis points out. How in the world could it not be tanned? Is it the Sefer Torah have to be tanned?
Right?
Exactly. No, we'll see later on. But l'chora, any ktav that's written on a surface that was lo afitzan is posel, which we'll talk about later. So it's part of the sugi and Shabbos. As a matter of fact, the Rambam learns that the difference over here is not in afitzan and lo afitzan literally, but that in the old sforim the afitzan doesn't survive deep into it, and therefore it looks different. Whereas in the new sefer, the afitzan is absorbed, or vice versa. I mean, there's different shitas, those who invert the entire sugya. But obviously, both the new and the old have been afitzan. It's a question of how deeply the afitzan has affected it, whether it's still noticeable, the afitzan. Others learn that the issue over here is not the noticeability. It's the question of whether the chash is that the reason that the tear occurred is because of the weakness of the klal. No, the contrary. So if it's a fitzan, then it's strong. Again, it doesn't say here in which direction. All right, so there.
Because
it strengthens it, exactly. Again, so there's different approaches. Others learn when we say that it requires, that there may be other treatment. In other words, you say that any Sefer Torah that is not a fitzan isn't kosher, but there are other treatments for a Sefer Torah besides a fitzan that provide the same writing surface as the tanning does without creating the coloration of the tanning. That could also be a solution that some offer. Okay, in any event, let's say klafim shalonu are much more strong, legabe de other pshat, also don't require the afitzan in order to be strong. In any event, what do you tie it up with? What do you sew it with? So normally, the dinim of sewing along the seams of a Sefer Torah, as we're going to see, has to be with ginim, has to be with sinews taken from the animal itself. Here, we wouldn't have known that, and therefore comes on the Gemara to say you must use ginim, even though you think on the contrary, I mean, ginim, I think, makes more sense to use silk thread or something and fix it in a way that won't be all that noticeable. No, you must use ginim for tefillah of a Sefer Torah. Alva begaradin lo. Now, normally garadin is that which is hanging loose from a beged in which there is loose thread, so they're weaker. The problem, that's at least how some explain the giradim, is the problem is that the Ramah paskins, and he says, well, many are noyik to sew it with silk. I mean, which seems to go against the Gemara, which is giradim. So some learn giradim is dafka, where it's hanging loose, and therefore it's weak. I have a suspicion that giradim in this case is not referring to threads at all, and it's at least according to the Ramah, and that it's referring to pieces of skin, that you're migaret from the actual parchment, and you'd think that if you can use gidin, you can use the actual parchment as a plug. Kamash malan, that no, begaradin lo. But if you're using strong threads, such as silk, which is very strong, says the Ramos, you can use this to thread. And that Adaraba, that's nicer, because what we're saying here is not that he obviously understands it's not that you need gidin, but that if you're going to use gidin, make sure you don't use giradin. That's what it's saying. So don't be makel even more, but certainly you can use something nice, because this is not the din of the tefira of the yiriyot of the Sefer Torah, which has to be begidin. This is a repair. So you can use glue on the back as a repair. Why can't you use meshi? Sorry, maybe you can't use meshi with Xavier de Rabbana. That if you use meshi, those that learn that it's osur, and that giradin includes meshi, they're learning. Boy, Rav Yehuda bar Abba, is there a problem if it's torn, bein daf ladaf? To the same extent that had it been between in the area where there was writing, it would have affected three lines. Or how about if it's a horizontal tear? How about if it goes between, it's just a horizontal tear in the middle of nowhere that goes between the lines? Bein shita l'shita, my take. Omer Bizera, Omer Chanano, Omer Rab. Mezuzah. Moving on to the mezuzah, if you wrote it, two words in each line, weird mezuzah, very nice, long mezuzah, two words per line. Kshira. Iboilu. How about if it's not written in a line? How about if you have two words and three words and one word and as a mao? Omer Nachman Yitzchak, that's even better. Because then you made it look like the Shira. The Shira looks like that. It looks like poetry, basically. So it's like E. Cummings style, but yeah. Still, it's poetry. So you were also Arke Shira, which is the din in the Shira itself in the Sefer Torah. That's good. Meitve. Also Arke Shira, O Shira Kamota Psula. Doesn't it say, if you wrote a normal line as if it was poetry, or you write poetry as if it's a normal line, it passes it. No, that's talking about a Sefer Torah. Kitanya Yib is Sefer Torah, but over here, in a mezuzah, there's no relevance to the difference because there is no Shira. So therefore, this is a Tzura of Tav. That's kosher in a Sefer Torah. Fine, so it's kosher in a mezuzah. Itmar Nami, Omar Rabba Barbachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Vamilam Rabbacha Barbachanam, Rabbi Yochanan. Mezuzah that was written 2, 3, and 1 is kosher, but not 1, 2, and 3, and not 3, 2, and 1. Because you have to be careful that it shouldn't have a shape that's inappropriate for Shira also, or for normal Ktiva. So, Bevachalo Yasena Kikuba, you can't make it like a tent, or Bevachalo Yasena Kizanav, and you cannot make it like an upside down. or like an ice cream cone. Omer Rav Chisda, Al Ha'aretz, Ki Mei HaShamayim, Al Ha'aretz, the words Al Ha'aretz are written in the last line. Ikri Amri B'Sof Shita, now some say they're written on the last line at the end of the line, so that Ki Mei HaShamayim is on top, and then directly beneath the Shamayim is Al Ha'aretz, which is a graphic description of Ki Mei HaShamayim, Al Ha'aretz. You've got Shamayim over the Aretz. Very cute. There you go, like in the edge of your Gemara. The Ikedi Amri, others say, on the contrary, it's at the beginning of the line. Namandi Amri B'Sof Shita, that's great, because then it's Kigova Shamayim Al Aretz, just as we know that there's a reference of Kimea Shamayim Al Aretz would mean the way in which, and this is the way it's referred to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kigova, so we say over here, Kigova Shamayim Al Aretz Gavar Chasto Yireyav. What does that mean? At the distance of the Shamayim over the Aretz, so then you want to indicate the vertical distance. But Man Yomar B'Tchilat Shita says, but the point over here is the merchak between Shamayim v'Aretz. If you're putting Shamayim right on top of the Aretz, then you're not showing merchak. We want to talk about the distance between the Shamayim v'Aretz. Therefore, put one at the beginning of the line, one at the end of the line, and therefore you're showing how different it is, how far apart it is. Omar Rabbi Bachinin Omar Olam Rabbi Chanin Allah Rabbi Shimon Shizriv Lord. Ela kol makom shishana Rabbi Shimon Shizuri alacha kamoto. Ahe. Ilei maho Rabbi Shimon Shizuri omer kalashim kolot tolin miktzato ein tolin vait marla. Om Rav Chanan el omer rav alacha tolin et Hashem. Rabba bar bachanam Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel alacha mochek vikotev. Vim ita, why didn't it say omer ravin bar chinin omer ula? So obviously it wasn't on that. So then the Hanami Lena Elah, Rav Shimon is a real male filament, Chamei Shanim, the Choresh Basade, Shechitat Imo Metaharato. Itmar Laz, Iri Amr Rebchanelach, Rav Shimon Shazuri, and there too, if it was a mention on that, why didn't it quote Ravin Amr Rebchanelach? So Hanami Lena Elah, Rishana Yomri Mayotseba Kolarva Mar Kitvu Getishti, he really means Kitvu Utnu. And therefore, Areli Yechtavu Vietnu. Chazrutu expanded Lomar, even if he's Mefaresh on a boat or Ziotze B'Shayara. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, you can extend that even to people who are medically Mesukan. See, maybe it's on that, or maybe it's on Inami Aha. Trumat Maaser Shotumai Shechazra Limkoma, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechol, Shalov Ochlo Alpim. But that can't be either, because Itmar Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, both in the case of Misukan and in the case of Trumat Maaser Shodamai. And if the reference of Rabbi Mar Chinina was to this, so then Hanami Lema. Okay, maybe it's this. Eloha. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Pola Mitzri Shazar Ole Zera, Miktzato Yishrish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. But it can't be referring to that either, because Eit Marla, Omer Shul Banach Meni, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and Loch Rab Shimon Shazuri. And once again, Im Ita, it should have quoted Ravin Omer Chinina. Onami Lema. Elam Rav Papa Ashida and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omer Ayayim. Rav Papa Omer Ashida Ditanan. Ashida Beit Shemay Omrim Nimdedet Mi Bifnim U Beit Hillel Omrim Mi Bachutz U Modim Elu Ve'elu She'in Ovi Haraglayim Ve'ovi Halavaz V'zin Nimdad. Rav Yosef, on the contrary, Modim She'ovi Haraglayim Ve'ovi Halavaz V'zin is Nimdad. It's Beinehem that we have modim and nimdad. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, it depends on the height. Im ha'yurag layim gvohot tefach, then it's like a different area and in b'neim nimdad. V'im lav, it's bottle to the kli, and even b'neim is nimdad. That was the case that Ravin Amar Chinina was referring to when he said halacha, no, it's Ravin Bar Chinina, sorry, was referring to when he said halacha Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak Omer Ayayin. It's not. Rabbi Meir Omer Shemen Techila LaOlam. V'Chachomim Omrim Af Advash. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer Af Ayayin. What do you mean Af Ayayin? Surely you can't mean that the Tanakama Savar Yayin Lo. No, sorry. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer only Yayin. Tanya Omer Reb Shimon Shel Zaripa, Amachat Nitarev Li Tevel Bechulin, Ubati V'Sha'alti Et Revi Tarfon, V'Omar Li Lech, Kach Lecha Men Hashuk, V'Yaser Alav. Kasava, the Oraita was bought to Berov, and Rov HaMe'aretz HaMasrin. And therefore it's like Torah Men HaPtur Al HaPtur. Why didn't he say Lech Kach Men HaOvei Kochavim? Kasava, In Kidni Lavi Kochavim, there is Rol HaFkiyam Midei Maaser. And therefore, it wouldn't be a good idea because then he's taking off an achiyav al aptur because the other stuff was already meiser, it's bottle in the chulin. Igede amre omar lech kach chamina oved kochavim, kasova yesh kinyan oved kochavim beret Israel li afkiya miyad maaser, vahavele min aptur al aptur, vahavele lech kach min ashuk, because in this version, kasova ain rove meyamar etz maaserim. Sholach the Reviyem Rav Shami Rav Papa, the quote about Ravim Bar Chinen Amar Ulam Rav Chanina that Allah Rav Shimon Shizri Vloed Elokolma Kom Shoshana Rav Shimon Shizri Allah Kamoto, is it referring even to this case of happened at Erev Leitevo Bechulin? Omarai, it is indeed. Om Rav Ashi Amarim Bar Zutra, you know, Rav Chanina Misur didn't understand what the question is. He said, well, obviously it includes this case. Did anybody ever say, Halacha Kamoto only be Mishnateinu? He said, Kol Makom, Shishana Koma. Omer Rav Zeiri, Omer Rav Chanana, Omer Rav Kera, in a Sefer Torah, that is, Bo B'Shnei Shitin Yitpor, but B'Shalosh Al Yitpor, Omer Le Rav Azutig or Vashi, Och Yom Rav Yirmi Amidifti Mishmei De Rava, when we say B'Shalosh Al Yitpor, that's only where it's Ba'atikta, which is a Gnai, Avochareta letlanba. And when we say atikta, by the way, it doesn't mean necessarily literally an old sefer atikta mamash, velocharata, chareta mamash, nor do we mean brand new either. We mean, if it was lo afitz and it's not noticeable, when it's afitz and it's noticeable. And when we say you can sew it up, it's begidin, but certainly not begiradin. Boy, review the baravim abba, bein daf ladaf, bein shita lashita. Without it's actually having divided words, mine, take her. Om Rebbe Zir, Om Rebbe Chananel, Om Rebbe Mezuzah, Shiketava, Shtayim, Shtayim, Kshera. Iboilu, how about Shtayim, V'Shalosh, V'Achat, Mahu? Om Rebbe Nachum, yes, that for sure is kosher, because that's even more of a standard ketiva, because he was Asar Kishira. What? I thought that's a problem, Meitvei. Asar Kishira, or Shira Kimota, is Psula. Well, yes, that's true, but that's only in a Sefer Torah, where you have both Shira and normal writing. But you can't have it, which would mean 1, 2, 3, which would be 3, 2, 1. Is to be b'shita achrona, according to some b'sof shita, and according to others b'tchilat shita. So mandi amr b'sof shita, as it says in the pasuk, ki chigvoa shamayim al haaretz. Umandi amr b'tchilat shita, ki echad mirchika shamayim al haaretz, at gova but distance.